WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. No apparent disruptions to law enforcement, intelligence gathering, or holiday travel as the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for millions of federal workers does seem to be working. As of yesterday, one day after the deadline for compliance, 92% of the 3.5 million federal workers covered by the requirements reported to the government that they're at least partially vaccinated, according to White House officials. In total, 96.5% of employees have been deemed in compliance with the policy. A breakdown by federal agencies is expected later today on the data. White House officials say the most important lesson for businesses from the federal experience is that once they take the first step toward requirements, their workers will follow. The vaccine update in our state as of yesterday was more than 13 million total doses administered in New Jersey so far, while 6.15 million individuals who live, work, or study in Jersey are now fully vaccinated. New Jersey local governments are currently not allowed to charge you a convenience fee when you pay for services or bills with a card. There's a proposed law that aims to change that, and it has the support of the New Jersey League of Municipalities. Executive Director Mike Serra notes the legislation caps that fee at $3.
And if you don't want to pay the fee, you still have the traditional means of payment, be it check, cash.
Serra says right now towns are eating the processing fee and all taxpayers are paying for it. An unthinkable deadly scene of domestic violence in Voorhees. Camden County prosecutors say the body of Gregory Kellerman was found in a wooded area yesterday before noon after the 57-year-old apparently shot himself. He'd already been charged with murder and attempted murder. A day earlier, his wife Sherry had called 911 telling police she'd woken up to her husband beating her with a baseball bat. Their 22-year-old daughter was found badly beaten in her own room. She died at a local hospital. Sherry Kellerman is said to be in critical but stable condition. Meanwhile, the harrowing discovery of a bystander is heard in the 911 recordings involving a Somerset County mom who's accused of killing her two young children. MyCentralJersey.com was first to report on a local man in Hillsboro pleading with the dispatcher to send help earlier this month as he found the Toyota Camry of 36-year-old Yowet Cho from Skillman with her son and daughter zip-tied in their car seats. A study of state finances by the Pew Charitable Trusts finds New Jersey's spending was the most out of balance in the country from 2005 to 2019. Joanna Biernacki Leavestro says the Garden State and Illinois were the only two to reach one dubious distinction.
Not only they scored the worst over the long term, but they also recorded annual deficits in every single of the 15 years that we looked at.
The report looks at annual state audits to consider spending beyond just the state budget. Revenue over the span was 8.5% short of spending, though the gap was 1.5% in 2019. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will it warm up for Turkey Day? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Have something to say on New Jersey 101.5? Speak your mind now at 800-283-1015.
Time for fast traffic.
Good morning, Dennis, and we'll start on the big three. Not a lot to see here. Well, give it a few hours. It'll change. 287 Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, 195, 295. Basically okay. Just a heavy stretch of 295 on the northbound side. They have a crash on the shoulder, causing some delays between interchanges 18 and 19. 206 is still closed over by the Pfizer complex because of down wires, and traffic also a little slow in South Brunswick along that section of Route 1 north and south adjacent to Ridge Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report at 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
You didn't ask for it. You demanded it. You can now listen on demand to New Jersey 101.5's Dennis and Judy Show.
Oh, I have a very good sense of when to stop talking.
Really? Because in my case, I've not noticed that.
For over 20 years, Dennis and Judy have been your best friends on the radio. And now you can listen to them anytime and anywhere on demand.
I'll say something to Judy. I'll be telling her the story. And she holds up her hand with three fingers.
Download Dennis and Judy's show wherever you get podcasts.
Which means this is the third effing time you've told me this.
Or go to the free New Jersey 101.5 app and click on podcasts to subscribe. Dennis and Judy.
Oh, you're my best friend.
Now available on demand from New Jersey 101.5.
opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for this afternoon. We'll see a good deal of sunshine with high pressure in control of our weather and a light breeze out of the west. 45 to 49 are projected high. Then tonight will be partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 20s. 30 to 35, though, at the shore and in some of the cities. For tomorrow, a Thanksgiving Day holiday that will feature dry weather with clouds and some sun at times, and it will turn mildly with a high between 50 and 55. A cold front will move into the area tomorrow night, and as it does, we expect a little bit of rain around the area with temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Friday, with that front moving offshore quickly, we may start with a shower. Otherwise, the wind will pick up and drive cooler air back into the region. As clouds give way to some sunshine, temperatures Friday between 45 and 49. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Clark, 42, Toms River, 37, Lower Alloways Creek, 39. Weather made possible by the Prudential Center. College wrestling makes its Prudential Center debut with Garden State Grapple this Saturday, November 27th. Big Ten Conference powers Rutgers and Wisconsin take on North Carolina and Hofstra in exciting dual meets. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
New Jersey 101.